Sure you vamos. Continued.
Doch ist jetzt auch heil. Sehr heil, ihr habt ein Daffgel, die noch hier. Noch hier. So der Ram, so one was in der Ram is, one was in der Ram is, that Ribushurim is muta by Hutro. But by Truyo it's a so in der Reise. But by Hutro it's muta by Gamre, mit Reise in der Ram. The second territory is appears to be saying that Ribushurim is also even by Hutro. Because he says, now, Ichu Nefesh is certainly Hutro. No one can say that Ichu Nefesh Ayontef is Truyo. I mean, that's inconceivable. And still he says that the reason is why Ribushurim is Mutaran. So Mimali Isha Deiron Mayim, even though she needs only Mashu of Mayim. Why? Because Ribushurim is Mutar, so that he mentions a special reason. Because since the Torah was Matir L'chol Nefesh. And the Torah didn't say that when a person cooks for Yontef, so he should calculate mathematically exactly how much, I mean, he or she expects or is likely to eat. Torah doesn't say that. So it's mashma that you can cook as much as you want, even though it's more than what you need for your meal. So mainly there is a special zerasakoso in the implicit in the zerasak, in the posik of Asher Yochel Lechol Nefesh, that Ribu Bishurim doesn't matter. So in other words, it's a special aloche by Ichu Nefesh, but other hutros, Ribu Bishurim is osa, midrais. So we have, in other words, we have three shittes. The shitte of the is that Ribu Bishurim is muter even by Truya, midrais. But midrabon it's osa. So the Chachomim asked it by Shabbos, they didn't ask it by Yom. Then there is the first lotion in the Ram, that Ribu Bishurim by Hutro is muter, midrais and midrabon, and Ribu Bishurim by Truya is osa midrais. Then there is a second motion in the Ram, that Ribu Shurim is muter even by Hutro. But by Ichu Nefesh there is a special aloche. So we are midayik from the motion of Posik, that the Torah was not makpit on Ribu Shurim. But generally speaking, Ribu Shurim is also. So mele, we can answer that kasha that we asked yesterday against the second motion. When he says, Veidish lemakim v'efshal dibir b'miksas. אם יקול יסקול יסחייב מי בדהבה ההויו לדרך צורו ובולי ברוכו. So the second lotion we said holds contrary to the first lotion that says that it's a new Isa and be in Mixas is also bitir as be in Mixas. So the second lotion holds it's not a new Isa and be in Mixas is also because be in Mixas al Pidin is considered be in Mixas. Still it is also because he is Macy, it's Ribu Bishurim, but the Morin Zvochem says that the heter of a mitzvah to stretch out his arm into the haver azore is Hutro? No! So Teisves here, we can say, certainly does not agree with the sheet of the Ri, but Teisves here agrees with the second portion in the Ram, that Ribu Shurim is osea midraise, even by Hut. Alright, that's one way of explaining this. And then we can say another pshat in the second portion of Teisves. The first pshat in Teisves, the first portion in Teisves certainly assumes that the pshat in Ule of Bia b'miktsas Shmo Bia is not that Bia b'miktsas is a Bia b'kule, but Bia b'miktsas is a new Isa that is deduced from the Hekish. If it's a new Isa, so definitely it means it's also b'teiras Bia b'miktsas, not b'teiras Bia b'kule, but b'teiras Bia b'miktsas. What Rabbi Chanan says in the first Lashon Teisves, I mean, is not moving. He says that just the opposite of what I mentioned yesterday. So he says that the first Lashon in Teisves holds that Bia b'miktsas is osea because Bia b'miktsas is considered Bia b'kule. And the second Lashon in Teisves holds that the reason as to why Bia b'miktsas is osea is because Bia b'miktsas per se is osea. I mean, I can see. So as far as this pshat in the second portion, all right, that we can say, I'm coming to it. But what Rabbi Chanan says in the first Lashon Teisves is not move on altogether. How can we say that the first Lashon Teisves holds that Bia b'miktsas is osea because Bia b'miktsas is Bia b'kule? Teisves says that it's a new Isa, If it's a new Yisra, so why should we say that Bir B'Miktas is Bir B'Kolein? It's a new Yisra because Bir B'Miktas is a new Yisra. That's all. Not that Bir B'Miktas is considered Bir B'Kolein. So I don't understand Rabbi Elchanan's explanation of the first Lashon. But then, as far as the second Lashon the Teisa is, the second Lashon Teisa can be explained in two ways. So it can be explained the way I explained it yesterday. The second Lashon holds that Bir B'Miktas Shmo Bir means that Bir B'Miktas is Bir B'Kolein. But Bir B'Miktas is Bir B'Kolein. But it's still Oseah because of Ribu B'Shuri. Because of Ribu B'Shuri. Is also, and only by Yichol Nefesh there is a special heter. But we can explain the second Lashon. The second Lashon can be explained that the second Lashon also holds. The first Lashon certainly holds that Bir B'Miktas is Oseh as Bir B'Miktas, not because Bir B'Miktas is Bir B'Kolein, but the second Lashon holds that Bir B'Miktas is Oseh because also we can say that the second Lashon agrees with the first Lashon that Bir B'Miktas is Oseh not because Bir B'Miktas is Bir B'Kolein, but Bir B'Miktas itself is Oseh. But whereas, so the first Lashon also said that? Well, there is one big difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. The first Lashon holds that in view of the fact that Bir B'Miktas is not Bir B'Kolein, and it's Oseh as Ebiteras Bir B'Miktas, so it's a new Yisrael. So there are two love. One love is the Amigdosh Lisovei of Bir B'Kolein, and then there is another love that is implicit in the Hekdesh, Makish Bir Lingir, that Bir B'Miktas is Oseh. So it's two separate Yisur. But the second Lashon holds true that Bir B'Miktas is not Bir B'Kolein, but Bir B'Miktas is Oseh. So that means that the same love, the same Yisur of Lamigdash Lisovei, that Asers Bir B'Kolein, Asers Bir B'Miktas, not that it's a separate Yisur. But in a Chaname, even the second Lashon holds that Bir B'Miktas Shmo Bir means because Bir B'Miktas is also Oseh. When the Torah says, Mikdosh Lisovei, the Torah says, in effect, you should not come into the Mikdosh fully or partially. It doesn't make any difference. It's the same Misa. So in Mele, it's the same Misa. So according to the first Lashon, it's two different Isurim. So if it's two different Isurim, so Teisves doesn't have to mention any Dimyenes, any Misholim, of Hoyle, the Achtorul, Bole, the Harucho. So Teisa says, since this is a new Yisrael, so just because the Torah was muttering to behave the Yisrael of Bir B'Miktas, it does not mean that he is mutter to behave the Yisrael of Bir B'Kolein. But the second Lashon Teisa holds, it's Bir B'Miktas is not Bir B'Kolein, but Bir B'Miktas is just as Oseh as Bir B'Kolein, because when the Torah asks Bir, it means any Bir, whether a total Bir or a partial Bir. Some in Mele, we could still argue. But if it doesn't involve any different Yisrael, so what difference does it make? Let him go in completely. It's the same Yisrael. So Teisa says, no. Even though it's the same Yisrael, so mida dehave ahoyeli derech tzoro ubo leibarucham. So there too is the same Yisrael. But if he prolongs the Yisrael, so then he's meisiv the Yisrael. There is a suffering the meisiv Yisrael. In other words, there is a difference between ribu shiurim. So in other words, so we can say that Teisves agrees with the Ram's longest in the first version of the Ram in Beitze, that Ribu Shiurim is Muta Bayutro. So Ribu Shiurim doesn't mean that there is a Teisves in the Maise. Just Ribu Shiurim, because what's the Maise there? Putting the fire under the pot, or putting the pot on the fire. Doesn't make any difference. So it's the same Maise. Is there any Teisves in the Maise? There is no Teisves in the Maise. There is a ribu in the heftze, in the shiurim, but there is no extension of the maise. The maise is not prolonged anymore as a result of the fact that the pot, instead of having 1 gallon of water, has 5 gallons of water. Is the maise prolonged? Is there any isof in the maise? There is a isof in the heftze, but in the maise there is no isof. Mashenkin here, Bir B'Miktas is beer be miktsas. It's not beer be miktsas, it's beer be kolei. But beer be miktsas is beer be miktsas. But when the Torah asks us, when the Torah says, well, immediately something, the Torah doesn't care. Full beer or partial beer, immediately something. So it's the same Isa. But when he comes in fully, with his whole goof, Rein Shevi Rubei, so then there is more of him, I said, beer into the Azore than when he stretches out his arm. So Mimele, there is a Sofe. There is a Sofe in the Isa. So when does the Ram say, in the first Lashon, that by Hutro, Ribu Bishurim is Muter, when there is a ribu in the shiurim in the heftze, but there is no isofe, there is no ribu in the maise. Masha'inkin here, two is the same isa, but there is a ribu in the maise. So that is also ribu bayut. And that's not unreasonable, because if we see that the second lashon in the ran holds that even ribu bishurim is also bayut, and by chonefesh there is a special heter, a special aloche. So even the first lashon that says that ribu bishurim by hutro is muter, so we could reasonably distinguish between ribu bishurim and the sofe in the maize, even though it doesn't involve an extra act, but there is still a sofe. There is a difference between stretching out his arm and going in with the whole goof. So there is a sofe in the maize. Ribu bishurim is muter by hutro. But where there is a ribu in the maise, not just in the shiurim of the heftze, but there is a ribu in the maise, then it's also a ribu bayut. Now, one could raise a question. Now, let's say, if we say that ribu shiurim, now let's say, here is the Ezra Sosh, here is the Ezra Sisroel, and here is the Shaar Nikna. Now, so the Mitzere stretches out his arm. Why? In order that the dam should be sprinkled on the thumb. Now, he can stretch out his arm like this, and he can stretch out his arm like this. So is there a aloche that the Mitzere, after all, he doesn't have to stretch out the other fingers, only the thumb? So we could raise a question, is he allowed to stretch out his arm like this? Since beer be mixas is shmo beer, so he can make the beer be mixas by stretching out like that, and he can make the beer be mixas, it will fulfill the purpose by stretching out like this. So there is there a halacha that he's not allowed to do it? Maybe there is. But, you see, the difference between stretching out the arm like this, when he stretches out even the fingers on which the dam does not have to be sprinkled, and stretching out the arm like this, so that's a difference of ribu shiurim, not a ribu in the maize. It's not a ribu in the maize. It's ribu shiurim. That's like putting in the pot 5 gallons of water when you only intend to drink 1 gallon of water. You see, Masha'inke, the difference between stretching out the arm or being Iker is all goof and going in, that's more than ribu bishurim. That's ribu in the maise, ribu of the maise. Now, so no one says, I didn't see it, that anyone should say, I mean, that when the mitzvah stretches out his arm, so it's not weird to stretch out his arm like this and keep as many of his fingers in the shaar nikna. No one mentioned that. Why? Because this is an Indian of ribu bishurim. But in a chaname, let's say according to the second lashon in the Ram, it follows like that. According to the second lashon of the Ram. Because according to the second lashon of the Ram, so even ribu shiurim is also by hutro. But there is a special heter by chonefesh. So in other words, when he has for the purpose of matan beinis, he can do that. And he stretches out his hand like this. So that's ribu shiurim, according to the second lashon. That's how it appears to me. I mean, according to the second lashon in the Ram, he wouldn't be allowed to stretch out like this. He'll have to stretch out like this. Because if he stretches out like this, it's ribu bishurim. According to the second lashon of the Ram. But, you see, but if we don't accept the second lashon in the Ram, but if we accept the first lashon of the Ram, So he was shulim by hutro is muta. But still, Teisves here could say that here there is more than ribu b'shulim. Here there is an inyan of ribu of the maise, not an additional maise, but ribu of the maise. Ribu of the maise. Ribu of the maise. So even the first portion in the Ram could say that is osea by hutro. That it's also by hutro. All right. Now, the next stage is Miloy Meidei Wulet. Mihoshim Rol Keri Bilel Shmini. Shor Keri Bilel Shmini, Shei Machnis Yodav Lidainis. Sas Koshe. Diminolei Dimeide Wule Behor. Vigam Bifirikol Absurim Dimhada Wule Liman Diporich Leim Har Preise Umatunach Dimitzeire Hoyl Vuhutal Tzerose Imatunach Min Ziolot Dimash Matunach Mimase Shatobo Lahar Bidolot Ovi Rayosi Mishon Umar Rayo Yeishloi Min Abreise ונראה אל רבי יצרוק, דדאי כולה, ודינוקת ורואו קרי בבייה. ורואו קרי בבייה. משמע בבייה, אבל בלילה לאי, שמע מנו דתיימים שנדעות על צורת יהוד אמן לקרי. ולאוכה פשיטה לאי הוכה, דמי דאולה ברואו קרי בלילחס. ברואו קרי בלילחס. Now, it's better to learn this taste first after we go over the whole sugya. But the next taste first. רוב אומר, אל בגוף על יצריך כל. ואם תימה, והוא לכל הפוחס, יצטריך לנוס המייס ומייס, והכי נוס החי. דלי תימה, הוא יביא אשתר אשתר. So why does Rove say אל בגוף על יצריך כל? But in regard to a case of נוס המייס ומייס, והכי נוס החי, so then, that's a situation where the principle of הוא יביא אשתר אשתר is applicable. So there, we need a posik of Alel. The Yeish Lema Sotesa says he had two torch. The Yeish Lema the Rove Lesley the Ule. We saw about the Bia the Mixas Loshmabi. We see that there is one Mandoma who says that Bia the Mixas is Loshmabi. That's Rabavue. In Zvokh and Achlamed Gimel. He says that...
is it Gimel?
Yes, I have it. I want it myself. Gosha Rabbi in that one, Gimel on the base, the second line. Gosha Rabbi no Rabbi Avue, lein tome shenoga bekeideshit. So in other words, so he is chelik on the whole hekesh of makish bia lein gie. Ma ni gie bimiktas, shmo ni gie, av bia bimiktas, shmo bia. So in other words, he holds, so Rabbi Avue says that bia bimiktas is lo shmo bia. So Teisa says, Rabbi also, as a matter of fact, the Rambam paskens that bia bimiktas lo shmo bia. It's only Yosem the Rabbanot, bia bimiktas. Only as a rabbanon, the raivet is chilek, because he paskens like the other mandomas. But there is a mandoma who says bia b'miktas loshma bia, bia b'miktas loshma bia. So if bia b'miktas loshma bia, so there is no hechrech for the whole din of hoyu b'ishtar ishtar. If we say hoyu b'ishtar ishtar is not something that could be conceived, it can be conceived mitei hasvore once we have exas hakosuv, but it's not one of those. Of those aloches that without a posik we could conceive it. But according to Ule, there is a hechech from the posik. Otherwise, so how is the mitzvah allowed to do it? But if we say, Rove lesli de Ule, visova de bia be miktsas loshmabi, veide meri de yesh lechale. Ikabi balkeri di shem tuma achasi amrinoi bishtari ishtari. Vichad labu bi balkeri u mitzere. Avul hoche di shnei shemesein. Loi amrinoi bishtari ishtari. So then the second teretz in Teisa says, no, that Rove could agree that bi ude aloche of bi mikta ashmo bi. Now, if Rove agrees that aloche of bi mikta ashmo bi, so then, without a lel, so Abachisisho, where no so mesu meis, vahakin no so chai. So without a law, I should say that he should be miyabim. He should be miyabim. So why does Rabbi say Yavu Gubetzer Hakor? So he says that Rabbi holds that when can we apply the principle of Oil Ishtar Ishtar Gabi Balker? Because over there it's the same Misa. It's the same Misa. In other words, the Tome is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's the same Misa, it's the same love. It's the same love and the same Misa. V'litamu es machneyem. So Mimele, but it's different Tumas. It's different Tumas. One Tumas is a Tumas of Mitzere, and the other Tumas is a Tumas of a Balkari, of a Tvulyeim of a Balkari. So Mimele, we say, Oil Vishter Ishtar. Mashenkin, here it's two separate love. Here it's two separate love. So there we don't say one love is a love of Eshesach and the other love is a love of Achesisho. So even by Noso Meis, Umeis, Vakin Noso Chai. So without the law, I would say that it's not, it cannot be Miyam. Because it's two separate Isurim. So we don't say Oil Vishter Ishtar even though it's one Mice. Even though it's one Mice. Now there is another type of Oil Vishter Ishtar. That's the Oil Vishter Ishtar that Rav mentions connection with Vasteach. That even though, so one man Doma Shmuel says that Bir Shnio is Oser by Vasteach. Why? Because Luitiro Tiro Lekinegid Yitzrara. So that's Shayach only by Bir Shnio, not by Bir Shnio. But Rav says, Oil Vishter Ishtar. So that Oil Vishter Ishtar is only Shayach by Hutro. By Truyo it's certainly not Shayach. Because that Oil Vishter Ishtar means, since one might say of the same love, was muter, the Bir Shnio was muter, so the second Bir is also muter. So the second Bir is also muter. Mashe'im kein. So that's only Shayach by Hutro. Mashe'im kein by Truyo, it's not Shayach. So that's the Gemore. Zero Bir Shnio to Bir Shnio, why shouldn't we say, Hoyu Vishtar Ishtar, since the Bir Shnio b'chayel lav is muter, let the Bir Shnio also be muter. The answer is, here it's Truyo. By Truyo we cannot say Hoyu Vishtar Ishtar of one Maise to a second Maise. Since Ishtar the first Bir, so his second Maise, the second Bir should also be Ishtar. But here there is a machlekes between Abai and Rove in Zvochim Daf Lamed Gimel. But in Zvochim Daf Lamed Gimel, whether we say Hoyu Vishtar Ishtar by Truyo. So Abaye says no, and Rove says yes, and Rove says there is more of a reason to say Hoyu Vishtar Ishtar by Truyo than by Hutro, because by Hutro we could argue, alright, the Torah is Matir, this is Iser, but not the other Iser. Mashe'im kein by Truyo, so then we certainly say Hoyu Vishtar Ishtar. Why? Because what kind of Hoyu Vishtar Ishtar Ishtar is it here? It's the same Maise. It's the same Maise. So Teitzve says that Rove holds that this kind of Hoyu Vishtar Ishtar that is only Shayach where it's the same Misa. It's the same Misa. The same Rav. Avol Hoche Nishnei Shemes, two separate Isurim, different Rav. Eshesach Nachisisho. We don't say Hoyu Vishtar Ishtar. We don't say it. Vim tema my time with Tzrich Ekro, vichiles lo lerove ekeishe de rabiene. Ekeishe de rabiene. So, vishleim ad, kasov ad, un yisu yudach shino rachmole, vibor chayar ekro, vilo yu yin atir. Anyway, so we have two lishenes in Teisves. One loshen in Teisves is that Rove is chelik and the whole thing of oil vishtar ishtar. And the second loshen is that Rove is not chelik. But Rove holds that oil vishtar ishtar is only shayach. Is only shayach in the case of where it's the same Misa, the same Rav, not where it's to Iso. Now the two heaven. Now the Rabbi Kveger mentions Ayin Turei Even Megillat Avgim. So what the Turei Even there are asks a kasha. He asks a kasha. The Gemara in Zvochim Daf Kufiyut says, now the halacha is that the Keren is allowed to be mitamal lekreimo, but in Ozir he's not allowed to be mitamal lekreimo. In Ozir he's not allowed to be mitamal lekreimo. Now suppose, so the Gemara in Ozir, suppose, so the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Kufiyut says, suppose the Kayan, so his Korev died, and then after, so, so, So he says, and then after he died, so he became a nozer. So he's still not allowed to be mitame, because he has two isurim. He has the isur of kayin, he has the isur of nozer. Now, if the Torah was matir, the kayin to be mitame the krevim. No, vivrime, it is the krevim. But the nozer not. Nozer and kayin godl are not allowed. So the Gemara in Tzvachan Daf Kuf Yud says that if a kayin had one of his krevim, would die. And then after he died, he became a nozer. So he's not allowed to be mitame because of the iser of nausea. Iser of nausea. So it's heaven as the kashe. But since there it's like nosa meitzu meis, vaki nosa chai. So we should say, hoi vishtari ishtari. So the iser, the tume of kehanim, was huta already. And then he became a nausea. So we should say hoy vishtare ishtare, like nosa meitzu meitz vaki nosa chak. That's the Torah Evans kashi. So Rabbi Kveiger in the Chuves, so he gives a tarot, and he mentions this thesis. Now this thesis says that even Rove agrees with the din of hoy vishtare ishtare, but he applies it only to Mitzayre, Sherol Keri, Baby Yeh. Because, why? Because over there is the same Misa. But he doesn't apply it to Achisisha or Nishisach. So he said, but the Gemara here, not Rami, the first Lashon of the Gemara, that says that we need a posik of a Leo in connection with Noso Mesu Meis, Vakino Sochai. Akino Sachai holds that Hoyu Vishtari Ishtari applies even when there are two separate Isurim, like Ishisach and Achisisho. So Rabbi Kveiger says, so it's only here, Ishisach in connection with Ishisach and Achisisho, because by Ishisach and Achisisho, so even though there is this one Iser regarding Ishisach, and there is another Iser of Achisisho, but then there is an Iser Akilel. That is killer all the arayas in Achemes. So two Ishisach has a specific Isser and Achisisho has a specific Isser, but they are all arayas are included in one Isser. Lisitamu becholele, a general Isser for all arayas. So Mimele, so Rove says that even though Ishisach and Achisisho are included in the general Isser, but they have separate Isserim also. So Mimele, the din of Uvishter Ishter doesn't apply. And the first Lashon of the Gemara that does apply Uvishter Ishter to Ishesach and Achisisho holds that in view of the fact that there is a general law of Misitamu B'cholele, so that includes all the Arayas, Ishesach and Achisisho, so Mimele, it's considered like one share because of the general law. Mashein Cain and Nozir. So they have no common denominator. I mean, they are separate Isurim. They're not included in one general Isur. So even the first Lashon of the Gemara will agree that we do not say Hoy Vishter Ishter. All right. Now, I would like to ask you, it's a favor to me, it's a favor to yourself, it's a favor to the Yeshiva. Now, you probably all know that I'm going away and I'll be back after Shabbos. Now, so that does not mean that just because I won't be giving shiur, you see, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, that you don't have to come and you don't have to follow up the second Seder and the morning Seder. I mean, you'll do a great wrong to me, you'll do a wrong to yourself, and you'll do a great wrong to the Yeshiva. Because somebody will come in, and they'll come in and they'll see that one day, and that the boys are not learning, so he will not give you the benefit of doubt and say only this week, but at the other day they are learning, and he'll draw the conclusion that every day you don't learn. You'll do it, first of all, it's a great avle, and then it's a great avle, it will be a great avle, and something else. Anyone who will be living without rishus, I mean, if somebody got rishus from me, all right, But anyone without rishus will commit a great wrong to me and will commit a great wrong to the yeshiva. So it has to be ilam kimin ogin eik. I won't be here, but I'm doing it for the yeshiva's sake. It's not that I enjoy going to the Pacific Coast, you see. I don't enjoy going to the Pacific Coast. But if anyone will leave, let's say, town for the Thanksgiving weekend, which happens to coincide with the Hanukkah weekend, so there are many mere teres on that, so we'll do a great wrong. You'll do a wrong to me, you'll do a wrong to himself, you'll do a wrong to the yeshiva, besides the Avera B'not M'chavera Yol Pito Teh. So I'm asking you, Peteras Bakoshe, in many ways, not to take advantage of the fact that I will not be here.
So we'll start. I would like to start because I have to give two shiurim tomorrow and Thursday two shiurim. So the first shiur, I would like to start 9:30 tomorrow, if possible. I mean, I don't know because of Hanukkah, but if not 9:30, so 9:45. And then I have to, the first shiur will be Mikloyes. Today we're having only one shiur, but the first shiur tomorrow will be Mikloyes, and the second shiur in Yevames, and then Thursday. For Thursday, also I want to start 9:30, but then Thursday, so the first year will be Yevames and then Mikloyes. All right. Now the Teisves, we learn the Teisves Rovo Ma'arer B'Gupo V'Tzrich Echol, but the Teisves of Rei Sure, that we didn't learn. All right. The Chesom Gal. The Teisves of Rei Sure. V'im Teima, U'Ravase Amai Puteres Soroso. Amai Puteres Island is Soroso, V'Chad is Soroso. In other words, here the Gemara says, Gemara said here that the reason as to why now, so the Gemara has the Kashi. Gemara has the Kashi. Since we have the Posik that Achasisho is not Misya Bemes, that Posik is, it applies to Achasisho. So now, how do we know that all the other Arayas are not Misya Bemes either? In other words, one Avoy Shesach is Misya Bemes. And one Avoy Achasisho is not Misya Bemes. So why do we say that all the other Arayas, Chameisen, Yem Chameisen, Chomov, all the Arayas are analogous to Achasisho? Why don't we say that they should be analogous to Ishesach? And only Achasisho should not be Misya Bemes. But all the other Arayas should be Misya Bemes. So the Gemara said, because Hochet Rei Yisure, Hochet Rei Yisure, Trei Mitrei Yalfino, Aval Hochet, Chode Yisure, Trei Mitrei Yalfino. In other words, by let's say Chameisei. So Chameisei involves two Yisure. Chameisei and Ishesach. And Achisisho also involves two Yisure. Achisisho and Ishesach. So Mimele, so we are makish all the arayas that involve two Yisurim. So to Achisisho that involves two Yisurim. Mashenke Nishesach, so that's only one Yisrael Avon. So this is what Gemara says. So Teisus says the Kashe, in other words, so we have to be makish something that has only one Yisrael to something that has one Yisrael. And something that has two Yisurim to something that has two Yisurim. So why does Rav Asi say that Soros Island is in Misya Bemes? Not words. So we learn how we are Makish. So we say that Soros Island is analogous, let's say, to Soros Achisisho. But by Soros Achisisho, so we should say here, Soros Island involves only one Yisrael. The Yisrael of Ishesach. So maybe we should be Makish to Ishesach. So Chode Mechode is Yalfune. So we should be Muter. V'im Teim Ravas Amayim V'Teres Island Soroso V'Chad Yisroi. So in other words, so Soros Island, what Yisrael does it involve? Ishesach. So she should be analogous to a regular Ishesach. Yesh leimah, the mimon of shechi yu asur. The yalfin amash ateili prad lahailanis. Uloch et soros un amasur. Because Sore has the same din as the Yalva herself. And since that we certainly know that the islandess herself is asur, even though it only involves an iser of Ishesach. And we are certainly not makish the islandess herself to another Ishesach. Because there is a special Tzirzakosu of Ashatil with Pride Lioness. So maybe it's mistaber that the Tzoro has the same deen as the Arvasa. The Arvasa. V'chein ishesochiv shalohoyo b'ilom. So what does it mean? V'chein ishesochiv shalohoyo b'ilom. So they're also the same thing. So the Tzoras ishesochiv shalohoyo b'ilom is not Misya Bemes. So the same kasha applies. In other words, it should be analogous to Ishesach. It's Chode Yisure, Mechode Yisure. So the same thing. justice over there. Justice over there. So, Ishi Sochim Shalom Yabilomei, certainly Asuro, because Ki Yishwachim Yardo, Prat Ishi Sochim Shalom Yabilomei, so Mele De Tzore has the same din as there. This is what it is. Now, so in respect to Ishi Sochim Shalom Yabilomei, it's not so simple. Because Eilach Anami, Ishi Sochim Shalom Yabilomei in the first Nefile, then is the same terrace as Tzore Silence. So we cannot ask that Tzoras and Shesochi shall hoya belome in the first nefile, so should be asur, should be muteres. Why? Because we should learn out chodi isur and mechodi isur. Because since the Shesochi shaloi belome herself is asur, that's a special zazakosu of Yeshu Achim Yardov, so mil the Tzore has the same din as the Shesochi shaloi belome. But so the Mishnah says not only that the tzore it can only be visualized. The tzore can be visualized in connection with the second nefile, because in the first nefile, so the tzore is ourself an Ishisachim Shloim Belomei. So the whole din. So the whole din of Tzoras Yisroel Shalom Belomei can only be visualized in connection with the second nefilah. In other words, let's say there are two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Then, and Reuben died without Bonim. And Levi was not as yet born. And then later on, after Reuben's death, Levi was born. And then, but Shimon was Miyav, Eishes Reuben. And then Shimon died. So Levi, vis-a-vis Shimon, so Levi is Hoya Bilomi. So then when Shimon died, so the halacha is that she cannot be Misya Bemes. And to Levi, even in the second Nefilah, as a result of Shimon's death, and if Shimon has another wife, so the Tzori is not Misya Bemes for Levi either. So the din, the whole halacha of Tzoras Yisroel Shalom Bilomi, can only be visualized in connection to the second nefile. In the first nefile, so the Tzore is also a Mishisachim Shalom Belomei. So the question is, how does Teisves mention the same Teretz? V'chein Mishisachim Shalom Belomei, but so the Tzore of the Mishisachim Shalom Belomei. So we cannot ask, let her be Misya Bemes, because it's Chodi Yisure Mechodi Yisure, so let us learn out from a regular Mishisach. Because since she herself is certainly not Misya Bemes, so Mimele the Tzore has the same thing. But the question is, she herself cannot be Misya Bemes. Why can't she herself be Misya Bemes? Now, so there we discussed it when we started Yivomis. So we discussed the machlekes, Reb Shimon Rabbanon. The Reb Shimon Rabbanon. Now, so. Turn to the Gemara Daf Chof. Reb Shimon says that is Yisochim Shal Hoya Beilomei. So in certain cases, she is Misya Benes. She is Misya Benes. So the Reb Shimon is made to the Rabbanon that the Shisochem Shalom Belome is not Misya Benes in the case of Neilad Vilut Seifim. Then he's made to Rabbanon. In other words, Reuben and Shimon two brothers. Then Reuben died. And Levi was not as yet born. And then, let's say, a day after the death of Reuben, Levi was born. Levi was Rabbah. And then Shimon, after the birth of Reuven, after the birth of Levi, so Shimon was Miyad. That's Neilad Vilut Seifim. So that means that it's Neschol of Shoachas. Because the moment Levi was born, so Eishes Reuven became Asuranim. Because Lohisolo Yishiva Achas Beilo. And then Shimon was Miyad. And then, after a number of years, Shimon died. So then, Levi cannot be Miyav Meishes Reuven. the heretofore is Rove. Even though now she's mefelis to him as a Yeshiva. Why? Because he already was Beilo before Shimon was miyabim her. So there was still a Shas Mefila. So Mimela she became Asuro, so it's Nestrolo Shachas. Mashain Kain, if he even Bahakain Elad, if let's say Reuben and Shimon were two brothers, Reuben died, and then Shimon was, let's say, 3 months later, so Shimon was miyabim her. And Levi was not as yet born. And then, much later, Levi was born. And then, many years later, Shimon died. So that means that it was not Nesrol of Shachas. Because the moment Levi was born, a long time later, when Levi was born, so the Ishes Rubin is Asura, but that's not just Nefila. And in order to apply the Aloha of Nesrol Shachas, she has to be Nesrol Shachas with just Nefila. So in such a case, if he came a lot, so he should socially belong to his Messiah Benes according to Rashi. So the Gemara Daf Yutes, now turn to the Gemara, we went over that Gemara some time ago. So the Gemara Daf Yutes on the base. So the Gemara Daf Yutes on the base. Esti Kashi. Yosef Rav Nashe, that's the fifth line from the end of the Gemara. Yosef Rav Nashe was with Kamed Ravonim. Yosef Bikoma, my time in Rav Shimon. My time in Rav Shimon, the Kikoma time, who you were born, what's the heter? We were on the law of Shoachas Visa. And on my time in the Rabbon. So what is the time of the Rabbon? In other words, Rav Shimon's deen that by Shoachas Oli Belome, so she's not Nisi Abemes in the case of Nila Vahakeim. But Yibin Vahakeinela, she is Nisi Abemes, doesn't require an explanation. If it is, Neilad Vahakein, so the moment he was Neilad Levi, so she became Asura on him, and it's still Shas Nefila, so Nesla Shavachas. So then when Shimon dies, she's also Asura. Masheinke, if it is Yibin Vahakein Neilad, so when Levi is Neilad, so she's already the Ishtig Muro. So heretofore, Eishes Ruven is the Ishtig Muro of Shimon, it's not Shas Nefila. So it's not Shayach to say Nesla Shavachas, Shas Nefila. So Memele, then when Shimon dies, so Yibin is Miyabim. Yibim is miyam, but Gemara is no. So my time of Shimon, my time of Shimon, because my time he will be much better. I will not do shachas vis. Elo my time of Rabbanon. But the question is, why did Rabbanon say that even by Yibim by Hakeneila, then it's such a have to say Nesro shachas? Why shouldn't Levi be miyam? The year to four is Ruben, but now he has to be miyam her mitzad in the field from Shimon. Elo my time of Rabbanon. Amakro kochol liisho yivomo. Adai Yivum Morishen Mole. So it's considered as if she is still a Yivum. Even though he was Neilat, it was Yivum Bahakei Neilat, but the moment Levi is Neilat, even though it's after the Yivumim, but it's considered after the Yivum, Adai Yivum Morishen Mole. El hod it kan kin sai kish to khodobo va ma bis vakhanim im lame shim gal sho biget u mar zero va shom name lema vi vimo adayin i yivimo shim ala vi boy khlit so in other words when the yogin decides to divorce his wife so why doesn't he have to give a khlit also because adayin yivimo shim ala shano so ndo ma kol ko kho i sho kim sho kho nas kish khodobo yochet hochen Yochename, so here too, because it's more right to the terrace, so it's a Rachmoni Yvon, Umaruiz. So Mistabre, Shode, Tere, Ater, let me, Heche, the Kule Milsetak, Miam Mishesach. So then we don't apply the Aloche of Adan Yvum Rishen Malel. Shode is Siro, Limitrash, Yvoma, Adan Yvum Rishen Malel, Isure. Heche, the Ketsadisak, Mishesach, Shlo Yabilami. So then we say, in connection with an Ishisach Shalom Yibolome, we do apply the Xeras HaKosu of Adayim Yibolome Shalom. But in the regular case of Yibolome, we don't apply the Xeras HaKosu of Adayim Yibolome Shalom. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon, the Omar, Hoi Lubo Motso Beheter, Vroom Dol of Shoachas Beiser. So Mele, so then, he can be me. So Rav Shimon says, what does Rav Shimon say? That if it is Yibim Vahakim, Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, Reuben died, and then Shimon was miyab. Then, much later, after Shimon was miyabna, he just here the four ishes Reuben, Levi was born, and then Shimon died, So Levi is miyabna. The present is Shimon. The here the four ishes Reuben. Why? Because the whole world of Jachas Bisa. Elamato Achi say, Mime Shenoso Ochiv Miyavi. Shenoso Ochiv Miyavi. Let's say that he the Ochiv Miyavi, so of the present Yavi. So Shenoso Ochiv Miyavi. In other words, so that was Beheta because she was only a stepsister. So it was better gomo. Vakei niladoch umeis tisiab. Vakei niladoch umeis tisiab. Moiz bom motze beheta. So the Gemara gives the teretz. Israchis leichenoza. Hochenami yiserochim shlo yebelome leichenoza. So the Gemara has the kashe. So why does Rav Shimon say that by Vakei nilad, Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, and then Levi and Reuben died, and Shimon was miyab, and then Levi after Shimon was miyab, Ishes Reuben. So Levi was born, and then Shimon died, and so Levi is Miyav Meishes Shimon, which at one time was Meishes Reuben. So you say we cannot apply the aloche of Nesrul of Shalachas, because Nesrul Shalachas depends upon Shas Nefile. So all right, so in Chaname the present Meishes Shimon, which at one time was Meishes Reuben. So she cannot be Asura to Levi on the score of Nesrul of Shalachas, but she is two Ishesachs. First of all, she's an Ishesach mitzad Ishes of Shimon, and that the Nefile from Shimon can be Matir. But at one time she was the Ishes Reuben, so the Nefile from Shimon to Levi can be Matir the Isar Ishesach that emanated from the Ishes of Shimon. But it cannot be Matia, the Isar Ishesach that emanated from the Ishes of Reuben. So just as you say, Isar Achisi Leichenozal, Machanami Isar Ochim Shalhoya Belo Beilom Leichenozal. So the Gemara gives it to us. Hai Surah de Lesle Tere, Hai Surah de Isle Tere. So there is, we went over this Gemara. So there's a Machlikis Rashi in Tezus. Rashi says, in other words, what's the Kasha of the Gemara? The Kasha of the Gemara is, how can Rav Shimon be Matia? In the case of Yibein Barakin Eilad, why? Because Yibein Barakin Eilad, so there is, we cannot apply the din of Nesrul Shalachas. True, we cannot apply the din of Nesrul Shalachas. But this woman is the Neshesach of two brothers. She's the Neshesach of Shimon, and she's the Neshesach of Reuben. Now, the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi can be matter the Neshesach of Shimon, but it cannot be matter the Neshesach of Reuben. So the Gemara uses the terrace according to Rashi. Israel is Leheta. Aval Israel is Shesach is Leheta. Kishem Lebonim. Hilkach Kishem is Rishim Beloi Bonim. Poka Yisur Liga Bishem. Vinoso. Vashlishim Ikiach Shem. So Rashi Shita is, in other words, true that the Yisar is Shesach, the Nefile from Shimon to Levi, can be matir the Yisar Ishesach of Shimon. But you ask, it cannot be matir the Yisar Ishesach of Reuven. So the answer is, since the Shlishi is Mikir Sheni Bo, so and the Sheni was not Oseh, she was not Asura on the Sheni. Mitzad the Ishesach of Reuven. So now the cheese nifeles from Shimon. Shimon was mutar in her because he was hoya bilame. So since the shlishi is mikiach sheni bo, so memele he acquires the keiach of the sheni. And just as the sheni was not, just as she was not asura on the sheni, mitzad the Ishesach of Reuven. So now the cheese nifeles. The cheese nifeles to Levi from the Ishes of the Sheni, so she cannot be asura on the Shlishi mitzah the Ishes of the Vishen, because the Shlishi is Mikiach Sheni Bo, and just as there was no Yisar of Ishesach mitzah the Ishes of Reuven vis-a-vis Shimon, so Memele there is no Yisar of Ishesach mitzah the Ishes of Reuven vis-a-vis Levi, because Levi stands in the shoes of Shimon. And Shimon was not osea in the Ishe, mitzad the Ishes of Ruven, so Levi now, too, is not osea in the heretofore Ishes of Ruven, mitzad the Ishes of Ruven. This is how Rashi explained it. Teisves says something else. Ha'isume disletere, the poka Ishes of Shesach, the yochel arzir lachashe girsho, v'cheiche the poka liligabe the day Ishes of Shesach, poka l'nam ligaboche v'neilab, v'havele Ishes of Shesach, v'shoye b'lami. Why? Because Kim Shekinso, Kim Milamish Migash get Marziro. So Kim Shekinso are a Kish to hold over. So the Knise was Mafkia, the Knise by Shimon was Mafkia the Iser. The Iser is Shesach, Misad Isha Safu, according to Thesis. Now, so at that time, I mentioned, I think, that now this is what Gemara says Ligabi Reb Shimon. So Ligabi Reb Shimon. Regarding Reb Shimon, we do not say that when Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, and then Shimon was Miabi, Eishes Reuven, and then Levi was born. So Reb Shimon says that Levi can be Miabi, the Eishes Shimon, which at one time was Eishes Reuven. And we do not say that she should be Asuro on him, Mitzah the Iser, Eishes Ach of the Eishes of Reuven. Either according to Rashi, because the Shlishi Mikyasheni Bo, because Kim Shekin Soare Kishno Holdomo, so that took off the Isar Ishesach Mitzah the Ishes of Ruvin. So whatever is, that's according to Rav Shimon. But according to Rabbanon, what's the Pshat according to Rabbanon? So I said at that time that we can explain the Rabbanon in two ways. One way of explaining the Rabbanon is that the Rabbanon are also agree with Rav Shimon, that because of Ha'isura Disleteire, whatever the reasons, according to Rashi, or according to Tesis. So there is no Iser of Ishesach Mitzad Ishes of Ruf. That doesn't apply. Either because Shlishi Migirach Shenipo, or because Kim Shevi Kim Sari Kishlo Choldovo. So the Knise by Shimon in the first Mephile, so Tukov was Mafkia the Iser Ishesach Mitzad Ishes of Ruf. But why do the Rabbanon say that Levi cannot be Miyam? So the answer is because Knesset Shalachas. But the question is, Yim Vahakenila, then it's not Chayach, Knesset Shalachas. So, and that's exactly the reason why Rav Shimon says that she is Muteres Lisyam. So the answer is, Rabbanon Darshan the Troshe. Adai Yivum Rishenim Oleo, so Mele, vis-a-vis the Ishesach Shal Hoya Bilome, vis-a-vis the Ochiv Shal Hoya Bilome, it's still considered Shas Nefile. So Mele, according to Reb Shimon, we don't apply the Din of Nesho Shachas. But according to Rabbonim of Reb Shimon, we do apply the Din of Nesho Shachas. That's one way, I said at that time. Another way of explaining the Rabbonim is that only Reb Shimon holds the svore of Yisura Desleteire, whatever it means, according to Rashi, because Shlishi Mikyasheni Bo, according to Teisves, because Kim Shikin Sarish Kisha Chodovo. So, but the Rabbonon Achelik, so in other words, why do the Rabbonon say that even Yib Barakei Neilat, so they just, so Levi cannot be Miyam, they just talk of Shaloi Belomei, because the Nefile from Shimon to Levi can only be Mati, the Yisra Shesach, emanating from the Ishes of Shimon, but it cannot be Matir, the Isar Ishesach, emanating from the Ishes of Ruven. So there are two ways. Now, if we say, now we can return to the Tesis. Tesis says the Kash. Here the Gemara says that we learn out one Isar from one Isar, and two Isurim from two Isurim. So the question is, why does Ravasi say Tzoras Hailanes is Asura? There it's only one Iser. But, so we should learn out from one Iser, from a regular Ishesach. So Teisa says, Dimonev Shechi Asura. The Ailes is certainly Asura. Uroch Etzoros Anam Asura. Then he says, V'chein Ishesochiv Shalohi Yobilomi. V'chein Ishesochiv Shalohi Yobilomi. V'chein Ishesochiv Shalohi Yobilomi. So what does he say, V'chein Ishesochiv Shalohi Yobilomi? V'chein Ishesochiv Shalohi Yobilomi. So he says, so there too, the reason as to why the Torah is Yisochem Shalohoyah Bilome is not Misya Bemes, because since the Yisochem Shalohoyah Bilome is not Misya Bemes, so the Torah is not Misya Bemes either. Now, so he's talking about the Torah being different than the Yisochem Shalohoyah Bilome. So obviously, he has reference to the second nefilah, because the first nefilah, so the tzore is also a mitzvah of tzore belonging. So here's my friends for the second nefilah. Now in the second nefilah, so why does he say the same terrors? So bishleime according to Rav Shimon, you can understand. According to Rav Shimon, so and he shesoch of shalei belomi by yibam barakein meilat. So he is misyabemes. So when does Rav Shimon say that he shesoch of shalei belomi is not misyabemes by the case of meilat barakein? So then the shesoch of shalei belomi in the second tefillah is not misyabemes, and the tzori is not misyabemes either. So we say, why isn't she Misya Bemes? She is not Misya Bemes because of Neskol Shachas. So Mimele, since she is not Misya Bemes because of Neskol of Shachas, so Mimele, the Tzorah has the same thing. Masha'im can according to the Rabbonon. So if we'll say, like the Pshat. Now we mentioned two alternatives in explaining the Rabbanon. One alternative was that the Rabbanon also agree with Rav Shimon that the whole aloche of Shesoch Shalei Belomi, even the second nefilah that she's asuro, is based upon Esrael of Shachas. But whereas Rav Shimon holds that by Yibam Barakei Meilat we don't apply Esrael of Shachas, so the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon are chilek on Rav Shimon, and they say we apply the din of Esrael of Shachas even by Yibam Barakei Meilat. Why? Because of the special Zerasakosu of Adai Yivum Rishayim Oleh, also we are advised that by this posik that vis-a-vis the actual Hoyer Milome, it's still considered Shas Nechil, even though it's Kiyish Tel Choldomo and she doesn't require Chlitze when he divorces her, but vis-a-vis the Ochel Shlo Hoyer Milome, it's considered Shas Nechil. So Melech, so that his verse can very well be explained. But according to the other alternative, Shat, that we said that it's not that the reason is why the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, say that by Shesoch of Shalei Belomi, even if it is Yibam Barakei Meilat, so she's still Asuro, and the lady cannot be Miyam the Shesoch of Shalei Belomi, is not because of Nesel Shachas, because it's not Yibam Barakei Meilat, it's not Shayach Nesel Shachas, but the Rabbonon hold. That the nefilah from Shimon to Levi can only be matir the Yisra Shesach emanating from the Ishes of Shimon, but it cannot be matir the Yisra Shesach emanating from the Ishes of Reuven. So Mimele, so then how can the Tosfos mention the same teretz for the kashe? Why am I puteres hailnester also, and am I tzoras Ishesach of Shalom Yibolome in the second nefilah is too? According to Rav Shimon, we can understand, because it's the same teretz. In other words, since the Elvo herself is definitely Asuro, because of his special Zerasakosu, so Mimele, here it's also Asuro. So the Torah has the same status. But, according to Rav Shimon, and if we explain the Rabbonon, that also in the same way that it's based upon Eishesochif, upon the din of Nesrol Shachas. So here too, because this is definitely established that the Eishesochif Shalei Belomi, even by Hakei Meilat, so is Asuro. Why is Asuro? The Eishesochif Shalei Belomi, because of the Zerasakosa Dayim Yivum Rishayim Oleh, so it's still considered Shas Nefilah. So we again apply the din of Nesrol Shachas. So since she is Asuro, so Mimele, the Tzora is also Asuro. But according to the other alternative Pshat in the Rabbonon, that the reason is why the Rabbonon Aser, the Yishesor Shalei Belomi in the second Nefilah, even the case of Yibam Barakei Meilat is not because it's not because of Nesrol Shachas. It's not considered Shachas. But the Rabbonon hold that the second Nefilah from Shimon to Levi can only be matir the Ishesach of Shimon, but cannot be matir the Ishesach of Reuven. So Mimele, the reason as to why here the Ishesach of Shalhoya Bilome, is Asura is because it's Treisur. So we learn it out because, in other words, two Ishesachs is like Achesisha. Why do we say Achesisha is Treisur? Because it's the Yisra Achesisha and the Yisra Ishesach.
So, by ishe sochem shlo yibelome, in the second nefile, so there are two ishe sach. There is the ishe sach of misadi ishes of shimen, and there is the ishe sach misadi ishes of ruben. So it's like trei isure. So trei isure mit trei isure yalfinon. So it's not the same teretz as gabi ayunetz. So why does Teisa say, that v'chein ishe sochem shlo yibelome? The same teretz is a different teretz. So here the kasha doesn't even begin.